You're listening to the TGTS Radio Network. And now, TGTS is on the air.
Kelly Spent is also on the line. Say hi, Kelly.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So this is our first ever show, and I have to say that we've been slipping out behind the scenes here because I've never done anything like this before, but we're very excited about this, and hopefully it'll go well and we can keep it up. But I'm incredibly nervous right now, so please bear with me. We have a caller on the line. We have Lisa, and she's calling in, and she's, you know, calling in to listen, and I'm flipping out right now. So anyway, we're here to talk about all things spiritual. So we're going to be having a variety of topics on the show. Today's topic is just going to be what led us here to the road to spirituality. Because it's usually something that kind of propels you into this this kind of thing. And it's kind of like inner transformation and helping, you know. Did I lose Kelly?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, I'm sorry. I am all jumbled right now because I'm incredibly nervous. Anyway, so, Kelly. Let's start with you. Is there anything that let's start with this. I just want to say thank you to TGTS Radio for letting us come on here, these two amateurs that know nothing about radio. And
giving us that right.
This is not something I ever thought I was ever going to do. So this is totally outside of my comfort zone. And I am, again, very nervous. And I am trying to figure something out here. Hold on a second. So, Kelly, do you ever think that you would be doing something like this?
Never in a million years. Oh, boy.
Very strange.
No, do you want to tell your story first about what led you onto your spiritual journey? And then I'll tell you my story.
Why don't you start?
Okay. All right. Well, what led me into all things spiritual was not necessarily religion, but the passing of my grandmother, who I consider one of my soulmates. I was very, very close to her. And all my whole life, she was like my rock, the one woman, the one family member that I could always go to and talk to about anything. And she was just always there for me. She was very... I loved her very much, and she passed away in November of 2011, I went to the bookstore, used bookstore, and just started grabbing any and every book that appealed to me, and it all started with Wayne Dyer. I got a book from Wayne Dyer. I can't think of the name. 100, I think it's the 10 Successful... something like 10 Successful Rules of Life. I can't remember. Oh, and anyways, so I grabbed that book and I read it, and then I was addicted. And I just grabbed every Wayne Dyer book I possibly could, and just went from there. Just anything, any spiritual book I could find, anything metaphysical I could find. And then I was also led to the term through a book. It's called A Psychology of Love. and I read about the term twin flames, and I was addicted. I joined groups on Facebook about twin flames, and I just love reading about it, and I love learning about it. And go ahead.
It is a very addicting topic.
It is because where there's love, when you think about love and anything love related, it drives fear out. And at the time, I had a lot of fear in me about the things going on in the world. And so I noticed that as I was exploring the topic of twin flames, the fear just left. It just slowly left. And I would focus on the possibility, you know, a twin flame being out there of mine. And it replaced the fear, and it just filled my heart with love. And I could feel like the divine love pouring over me. And what's your story, Danny?
Well, mine is more of, I was always into like, you know, the new age stuff as I was younger and stuff like that. So, but I think with me, it was mostly because I was heading down, I was always looking back, I see that I was heading down kind of a wrong path. And I just got to a point where, you know, something had happened and I kind of had to find a way to stop. I realized that in my life, everything that I was doing wasn't giving me happiness. And I was always on a search for happiness in my life. And I was never able to find it because I was always looking for it in other places rather than, you know, that, you know what they say is that, you know, happiness comes from within. And you hear that phrase a lot. You always hear that. It's like a common thing. But unless you fully grasp it, it just kind of goes over the top of your head. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because everybody wants, you know, people think, oh, I have money. That's going to make me happy. Or, you know, I have a boyfriend or girlfriend. That's going to make me happy. And then what happens when you lose your job? You don't have money now. So what's going to happen? You're not happy now. You break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend. What happens then? Now you're not happy. So constantly looking outside of myself all the time for happiness. And all I ever said to myself, especially in my 20s, because I was, you know, I was the party girl. I was out. I was doing everything, you know, outside of what I should have been, you know, instead of caring about things that really mattered and taking care of myself, I was always outside of myself. So, you know, it just kind of, I had to find a way. Something had happened and, you know, it was a catalyst of a relationship that I was in. And once that kind of happened, it just kind of woke me up. And I'm like, I can't continue down this. I have to find a way to make myself happy. Because I used to always say to myself, all I want is happiness. All I want to do is be happy. All I want is happiness. And so I kind of have to go through a breakdown. I mean, the relationship that I was in, it kind of like broke me down. I lost everything. Everything that I spent years building, friendships and everything, I just lost it all. And so I was left with nothing. I was left this empty shell. Like my insides were destroyed and my outside world was destroyed. So I had to find a way to rebuild myself. So I kind of started to, that's what kind of was the catalyst to this that really woke me up, that really made me say, I have to stop looking outside of myself. I have to find a way to make me happy. I need to rebuild myself for me. And since I was kind of left at rock bottom, I always said, all right, well, I can rebuild now. So I kind of took that path and it started with, like, you know, yoga and meditation, and it just kind of catapulted into that. And then, you know, I watched The Secret and The Law of Attraction. Oh my gosh, I could not stop reading about this law of attraction. And it kind of helped me rebuild myself because of it made me realize that all the bad stuff that was happening in my life, I was bringing to myself. I was telling the universe that I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm never going to be happy, blah, blah, blah. So the universe is like, okay, here you go. You're not good enough. You're going to find every person that's going to validate that feeling. And you're going to get into every situation that's going to make that happen. So that kind of changed my life around. And so I realized that, you know, I am not the same person that I was. That is for sure. And I've come a long way, but I'm still, you know, I still have my dark moments. So that's why I want to kind of stay on this path, because it's a very positive positive path to be in, you know, the spiritual path and spiritual journey. You learn so much about yourself, and now I'm starting to realize, you know, I can make myself happy. I don't need outside circumstances. I don't need outside people. I don't need anything. I have everything that I need within myself. Everything else is just a bonus, in other words. You know, I'm not saying I don't want any of that stuff, but it's just a bonus. So that kind of is what led me here. And, you know, I've always been into, you know, astrology. I've always been into, like, trying to predict the future and stuff like that because, you know, my dreams, I kind of have, you know, dreams that come true, and I've always been into astrology and tarot cards and stuff like that. So I've always been in this dream of thing, but now it's just I'm taking it to another level, like with the meditations and like talking to my angels and, you know, trying to connect with your higher power. Because for me, religion never really fit with me. It never felt like it was something that was me, like, you know, as far as Catholic, you know, I was born Catholic, you know, I'm Catholic all the way, whatever, but it never really resonated with me. I couldn't connect with it. So that's another thing. That's kind of what happened. I started looking into Buddhism, and I love Buddhism. If I could convert, I would convert to Buddhism, but you don't need to. It's a belief system. So I think, like, just that was my journey. Like, it's a journey for happiness. It's a journey for peace. And you see spiritual people, and they're like the personalities that they have and their temperament. They're just so peaceful and calm and serene. And like, that's the person I want to be. That's who I strive to be. I don't want to be this aggressive, vital person that just, you know, and that's who I was beforehand. And it was affecting my life. So that was kind of my path here.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I can definitely feel you on the religion thing. I was raised in a strict religious environment, and I feel that religion is good for a sense of family, a family-oriented environment. However, like the religion I was raised, you know, they say, you know, there's the only true religion, and I don't resonate with that when a religion says they're the only way to God. And so I've always, you know, explored different religions and what they say and what they think, and I take what I believe and I go with that. You know, and what I don't resonate with, I discard. And I think that it can be definitely too rigid and too rigid and too many rules and regulations. And so definitely I feel that you should just, you know, it's all about your personal relationship with your God or your higher power or whatever you believe in. The divine master of your life, you know, it's all about your personal relationship with him or her. And I've always also been into, like, I've always believed in angels. I know that there's angels out there ever since I was a little girl, even before anybody ever told me about them. I've known that there's definitely protective angels out there. And I've had even a personal experience with one. People think I'm crazy. I've told people this before, and they think I'm absolutely nuts. And I was just laying in bed one day, and my son was a few weeks old. I was laying there, and I was stressed out. And all of a sudden, I felt arms wrap around me. I felt like a regular hug, like from a human, only nobody was there. I didn't see anything, but I felt like arms wrapping around me, and I felt just this extremely powerful love that I've never felt before in my entire life. And it was just so, it was like inside and out. It was like surrounding me. It was like they were transferring it to me. And it lasted for a few seconds, and then boom, it was gone. Have you had any experiences like that?
Well, we have
Danny, at all?
We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Caller?
Hello?
Lisa?
Yeah?
Hello, is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Did you want to add anything?
How did you know my name?
I'm sorry. Were you the caller that was called on the line before? I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this out. I wasn't sure if you were the caller from before.
Can you ask a question or?
Yeah, sure. What's your question?
Is this on the air now or no?
Yeah, we're on the air now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was looking for jobs, and I was wondering full time what you see.
Oh, for you want a reading? You mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Can you hold on? This topic is right now. We're talking about spirituality and what kind of got us into this situation. But we can get to, if you want to give us a call back, or stay on the line, or you want to add to the conversation about anything that you would like to talk about regarding the subject about, are you?
No, I had that question. Do you want me then to just?
Okay, so.
Is it going to be a while? Or?
Go ahead. What is your question?
So I just wondered, you know, just psychically what you see job-wise for me. I've been looking for a while.
All right. Well,
okay.
I do have my angel deck cards here right now. So we can do a quick reading. I'll pull a card for you and see what comes up. Because these new cards I have, they're pretty awesome. These are the Angel Answers, they're called. So let's see what they have to say. What your name is Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Lisa, can you see, is there a job? What is advice or situation regarding Lisa? Now, usually when I shuffle these decks, the way I get my answers is the cards literally fly out of my hands. So I pretty much shuffle them until the card flies out. I think I'm a little nervous here, so can you stop? Or you can just tell me when to stop. Let me shuffle and let me do it this way with you. Tell me when to stop shuffling.
Now.
Okay, we got let go. All right, that one. Let's do another one. Oh, here we go. One flew out. Success. Okay. Well, that's a good card to get regarding a job. So success. Are you out there, you know, you're putting out resumes and you're doing everything that you need to do? Okay.
So yeah.
The success card is actually, you know, pretty good. So I would just keep on doing what you're doing. You're going to get something soon. It's close. The card is a very positive card. So I would just stay positive and keep going. You're going to get something pretty soon.
What do you mean when you say soon?
Well, if you keep on doing success, I mean, that's something is going to be coming into your future. We can't, there's no really, you know what? I could pick a time frame. Hold on a second. Let me get the... these here. Let's see what kind of a time frame. Near future. We have to change this. Hold on. I have these cards all sorted out here. I should have probably. Year from now. Connection. Let me just pick up. Okay, so now it's going to give us next year's month. Okay, so let's see. When should we expect a new job opportunity for Lisa? Okay, let's see. In the near future, it says. So in the near future is, you know, within, I would say pretty soon, within a few weeks,
because I did get an offer, but I'm just really not sure this last week.
Well, the success,
you know,
card,
about.
So success is, you know, good. So maybe that's what it's talking about, success. And you got, if it's in the near future and you got success and something did come up already, what's holding you back with the job? Is there a negative, is there anything specific?
Yeah, there's just a few very late hours and things like that. And not normal schedules and different things, and just a couple different things. You know, not really at the level that I wanted. I just feel like maybe that's not the right thing. You know, it's probably not good to accept something if you think that, you know.
No, if you have negative, always follow your intuition. That's something that is very, you know, if something doesn't feel right, if it's giving you a weird vibe, I would hold out into it for something better. If it's not something that you truly want, I mean, life's too short to settle. So if it's not, you know, I would just hold out a little bit. Maybe hold out and see, you know, what other things come up in the future. I mean, if it's something that
yeah.
you just...
And then I had another interview, and then they're supposed to get back to me. The guy said that he probably wanted to make an offer. They had me do like a psychological test type thing. What do
okay.
you see on that? They're supposed to get back to me on that, like tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
I mean, Monday or Tuesday.
Well,
it was all like within this last week.
Okay.
And it's a little different than what I normally do and all that. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. What is this new job opportunity?
With this other place, like I took a psychological test. I don't know how I did on it. You know, like they try to see if your personality matches their place.
Oh, okay. Where is that?
You know, like they ask you a bunch of questions, like for 20 minutes. You just fill it out.
All right, the trust card came up. So, Trust in, I think that's, you know, trust in your, you know, like I said, the intuition. Maybe no card did come up, so I don't know, but it's a soft no, so it could be anything, but it's a no and trust. That no card could have been for the other one also. But I would just trust your instincts and, you know, see what happens. Like I said, that success, something is going to happen and you will make the right choice. Trust yourself and you will have success. That's what I'm getting. So maybe just...
So go
ahead.
Do you get any kind of vibe on that position, the other one? Like with the psychological testing that they had you take? Like if it's good or if they were like really interested or...
What can you tell me about the situation? All right, you got situation one approved. So everything's coming up. You are going to be getting something. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had a lot of activity this last week.
Very positive. Two things in a week. But I would just, I don't know, it's not giving me anything very clear right now. It's just basically saying trust yourself in this. Success is good. So I would just trust your gut. And as far as the first job, maybe hold off on that one. Maybe just wait and don't commit to anything yet and see what happens with this other one. But whatever decision you're going to make, just trust yourself to make the right one, and it will lead you to success.
Okay. And maybe neither if it's not right. If the second one isn't either, then don't just take it. Something.
Yeah.
You should wait for the right thing.
Yeah, don't settle. And, you know, like the first one, like you said, that one, like if you trust your feelings, I always say that, you know, there's always, you have to trust your instincts because your instincts and your gut, you know, that'll never really lead you wrong. And like you said, the first one, if it's, you're kind of like, you know, you don't really want to settle. And the second one, you know, that one might be it, or you might come up, you might get another call tomorrow and have another opportunity, but trust yourself. And like I said, something will work out for you and you will make the right decision.
Yeah, and it sounds like in the near future, like a lot's going on now, so that it, even if it's not this or the other thing, like, you know, shortly, probably something else good might come along then.
Yeah, in the near future, that was the shortest one that came up. I mean, everything else is like months and years and stuff, so in the near future. So it's going to be happening very soon, whatever it is.
Yeah, so even if this other one's not good, it doesn't really matter, because then within a month or two, I'm sure other opportunities, right? That's what the near future means, usually.
Yeah. Something's going to be coming
okay.
up. All right?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, well, Okay, Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, that was, I love doing readings, by the way, these cards. Yeah, the other deck that I got, the tarot cards, those are, those for some reason, these other ones seem to be giving me more of a, I have more of a connection. I think since I just got the other cards the other day, maybe I haven't really truly connected with them yet. But, okay. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. What were you saying now? We were talking about angels, I believe?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and I was asking you if you had any specific things that happened to you. Do you have any encounters with them or any events that took place that just like an aha moment, like a whoa, what was that moment? You know, something like that.
Well, see, as far as on the outside, like my my connection, I believe, like everything comes to me through my dreams. I think my subconscious works. But I know I definitely have guardian angels watching over me, because some of the stuff that in my life that I've escaped, like you know, like things just that happen to me, and I come out unharmed, and you know, it's very. I know that I'm being watched. I know that there is somebody there. I think that there's maybe a few. They take turns because, but I know that I am being watched over and looked after. And in my dreams, like, you know, the only time that I really connect, like, for instance, like with my my grandfather and my uncle and stuff like that, like I connect with people on that side. But as far as on the outside, like with like how you said you felt something like that, I don't really experience stuff like that. I haven't had that experience, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it did take me by surprise, and it hasn't happened since. It was just that one time, but it was like my revolutionary moment where I knew for a fact, you know, you can hear all day long that the angels exist, but that's just, you know, how I knew for a fact. So it was like concrete evidence to me. And, but as far as dreams, yeah, I've had one prediction dream when I was 15, and, I had a dream, and everything that happened the next day happened, everything in my dream happened the next day, step by step. It was like step by step instructions. And I just got done reading a book by Sylvia Brown called, About Dreams. And sorry, I don't know the titles off my head. It's upstairs. But she says that you know that it's a prediction dream when it's in color and there's step by step. If there's one thing in your dream that doesn't make sense, that's weird, that's off, then it's not a prediction dream. There's a step by step sequence of events, and it's always in color. So there's actually different types of dreams. There's the prediction dreams, there's astral dreams, and those are also in color. And there's wish dreams, release dreams. Anytime you have like a nightmare dream, that's a release dream, and it doesn't mean that those events are actually going to occur or anything like that. Usually they're all symbolic.
Yeah.
And then there's also, what was the other one? Wish, astral, prediction, release, and I think that's it.
These weird
four of them.
I never noticed, because I know I could tell which dreams of mine are going to come, because I have dreams that, like, my dreams are more like, all right, figure me out type of dreams. And I know you had said that you hate those, because it's not straightforward. Like, there are some dreams that I'll have that are very, like, but I could always tell the difference. For some reason, like, I can always be like, all right, well, that dream means something. But I've never noticed. I'm going to pay attention next time it happens if I notice it's in color. Because, but I could always tell the difference. Like, there's just something about the dream that's different. So I can sense, okay, well, this is something. It's trying to tell me something. But the dreams that I had, going back to with my thing, I had one dream with my grandfather. He's passed away for, you know, a while now. And I had one dream, and it was the realest thing. Oh, my God. It was like he was right there. And he was just sitting in the couch where he used to always sit at my grandmother's house. And it's weird, too, because in these dreams, when I see, you know, when I see my uncle or when I see my grandfather, I kind of don't, you know when you see them and you just kind of take it for granted, then you realize, like, I realize in my dream, oh, wait, I don't get to see them, like, and I pay more attention to it because it kind of, at first, it kind of, like, doesn't faze me, but then, like, in my dream, literally, I'll be like, oh, and then I'll realize, like, I haven't seen you, and in this dream, I did that. I was in my grandfather, we were at my grandmother's house, and my whole family was there for some reason, because my family, you know, they all live in a couple places. And he was sitting there on the couch, and I looked at him, and I did the double take, and I realized, oh, I haven't dreamed about him in a while. And I looked at him, and I just ran over to him. I said, oh, everybody's here. Everybody's finally here. I sat on his lap, and I gave him the biggest hug, and I felt it. Like, I just want to cry right now. But, like, it just felt so real, and he just had the biggest smile on his face. Sorry.
And that could have been real. It definitely could have been real, because you have to entertain the fact that you have what you call the astral visits. And oh, by the way, I remembered what the fifth dream was. It's called problem solving. There's problem solving dreams. That's where you go to bed with a problem in your head and you wake up with the answers. So there's five of them. But anyway, as far as the grandpa dream, definitely you could have visited him for real. It would be considered an astral trip. And according to Sylvia Brown, you have a few of them every week. And where you go and you meet with loved ones. And so if it was very real and you felt it and you perceived everything with your senses and you hear stuff, it definitely could have been like a real live visit.
Yeah, it was, like I said, and there was also another time when I was going through a kind of a hard time with something. Is there a new caller on the line? I'm sorry, I'm not keeping really good track of these numbers. Is there anybody else there? No? Okay. There was another time that I was going through something. And my uncle, he had passed away also a couple years ago, and we were very close. And he was like, he was always the person, because I'm not close with my dad, so he was like the closest thing I had to, like, I could just talk to him about anything. We were close since I was little. And I was going through something at that time, and it was just the same thing. Like, he was sitting where he normally sat in my grandmother's house, and I was just sitting there, and he just came over to me and wrapped his arms around me and said, it's going to be okay. And then I woke up. So it's just so they haven't came to see me in a while, I guess, I don't know, maybe, but I could smell, and it's actually very weird, because me and my uncle, I believe that, I think we're way more connected right now, because I don't know why, but I'll randomly, you know what they say, like, when I'll sit here, and I don't smoke cigarettes, I haven't smoked in over 2.5 years, and I will be sitting here in my apartment, and I'll just smell smoke, and I'll smell his brand of cigarettes, and I'll be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, I just sense that he's here, but I've always kind of said also too, I'm like, please don't, like, you're going to freak me out if you come and start moving shit, or if you start, like, you know, whatever, please don't do that. Come to me in my dreams. So I think that's why I don't get it on the actual physical plane, because I told them, you're going to freak me out. Don't do it.
Oh, and normally they won't do anything that will scare you. Like, If anything, I don't know, generally, that's the general rule, I believe. If something happens and it freaks you out, then it might not be them.
Because I'll be, like, laying in bed or something, and then I'll see my cat, and my cat will be, you know, animal sense thing. And all of a sudden, she'll just be staring into space around, and she'll be following something, and then all of a sudden, she'll just stop, and then she'll just go back to normal. So, like, I do believe that they might be around, or, you know, something is around me, or maybe, you know, my uncle, or whatever, but they're not coming to me because, like I said, and not saying that, I don't know, I just don't want to, like, I don't know, sometimes, like, there was one time I was up, it was, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was up doing God knows what, and I was going to go to sleep, and I went, and I had a lighter, and it was one of those lighters where you click it, and it lights up. So I was getting ready to go to bed, and all of a sudden I get up and the light starts blinking. It was like, and plus, you know, they say like around 2-3 o'clock in the morning, that's usually sometimes when things happen. And so
exactly.
It just started lighting up, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed now. Like,
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I was nowhere near it. It was like, you had to like click it, because even the next day I'm like, all right, is there any way? Like, it was, nothing was near it. I wasn't near it. The cats weren't near it. It was just by itself on the table, and it just started lighting up. So like that, but it,
wow.
It didn't scare me though. It just kind of like, all right, I'm going to bed. In that way. No, it wasn't, but it was weird. And even the next day, I'm like, I tried moving it, and I couldn't get it to light up on itself. You have to, like, seriously click it in order to light it. So that might
wow,
have been...
that's amazing. That, like, defies the law of physics.
Like, seriously, that's why I'm like, it was it was very random. But,
Wow. And have you ever been sleeping, and in the middle of the night, you just randomly wake up? Like, scared, like, you don't have a bad dream or anything, you didn't have a bad dream, but you just wake up feeling like somebody's in the room with you, like, what is going on, like, is there someone here, and it just kind of freaks you out, and you just force yourself to go back to sleep, because you're so freaked out. Has that ever happened?
That hasn't happened where I woke up out of the sleep, but there was one time, it actually didn't happen that long ago, it must have been maybe a week or two ago, where I was laying in bed, and I was sleeping, and I felt this, I don't know. I felt something. It was this weird thing, and I was looking around, and I get freaked out. My defense is I'm just gonna go to sleep apparently, because like I get freaked out. I'm like, I'm going to bed. So like I'm sitting there, because it's late at night. It might have been normal time, whatever. It was at nighttime, and I did. I kind of sensed something, and I was looking around. I just closed my eyes, and I'm like, if there's something here, I don't want to see it. I'm just gonna roll. I put the thing, and I just went to sleep. But I did feel something, so I kind of know what you're talking about. But as far as waking up out of it, that hasn't happened. So I can't say that has happened. But like I said, that other night, that was very weird. It was like I felt something there, and I'm like, I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm just like, I'm just going to sleep. I don't know what you
oh,
are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a teenager, I was 18. I had my own apartment, and I'm laying in the bed, and I just – oh, wow, just this overwhelming negative feeling coming over me. And I'm like, what is going on? And the feeling was so heavy and so dark that I got up and I drove to my mom's house and slept on her couch. Like, that's how freaked out I was. Like, here I'm 18 years old and I'm acting like a little kid again, scared of a thunderstorm, calling in to the parents' room. Like, what is wrong with me? And then not too long ago that happened again. And I know it's not a dream, it's your senses, you know, like a cat and a dog, they have the sixth sense, and they can see things even that we don't see. But, yeah, it's really, really creepy.
All right, let's take, I don't know, I have horoscopes. Do you want to do a horoscope section, or should we just take a little bit of a break? It's like let's take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
There's something for everyone on the TGTS Radio Network. On Monday nights, join the world's only sign-spinning luchador, T-Rock Plutonium, as he guides you through the ins and outs of Monday Night Raw. Instant reaction at the Raw Overrun, your favorite internet marks, including Vertebrate, Jamari, Rio Cady, JD from Pittsburgh, Minister of Sinister, and all your favorites. From the IWC, Monday Night Fallout, Monday nights, starting at the Raw Overrun. Join us for the number one show on the number one network, Monday Night Fallout on TGTS Radio. Be there. Adobe Gillis, located at Point Orlando on International Drive in Orlando, Florida. Adobe Gillis. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on food and drinks. Sunday at 11 a.m., $3 drinks, screwdrivers, mimosas, Bloody Marys. Sunday all day, half-price Grande machine drinks, $5 Jamesons, $5 Grand Slam shots, $12 Dos Equis buckets, everyday special shrimp and pitchers, $8 rum buckets, $4 7 Tiki rum, $5 Feckin' whiskey, $3 Dos Equis cans, and $7 beer shots. Live music Thursday through Sunday night. Adobe Gillis, Point Orlando, Florida. That's Adobe Gillis. Adobe Gillis. Adobe that name again. Adobe Gillis. You're listening to the TGTS Radio Network. Please like us on Facebook. Search TGTS. Or on Twitter at Big Bag Studios. And now, back to our show.
All right, and we're back.
Hey. We're back. Yay.
All right. So, so we're up to about an hour. Well, an hour. We have an hour left. Do you want to, let me see.
We have an hour left or 20 minutes?
Well, yeah, we have it set up for 2 hours, so we could pretty much, you know, end it whenever. I have a horoscope thing. I mean, do you want to check out the horoscopes for the day or?
Sure, read the horoscope.
All right, so let's just, I have it set up on our audio clip here, which this is awesome because I've never done anything like this before. So yesterday I actually went and I was like audioing and editing the files. Like I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff I've never done before, and controlling this thing is pretty interesting. So this is a very good learning experience for me. All right, so I'm going to play the horoscope clip. Hold on. Okay, so now it's time for some daily horoscopes. Except for today. We're starting with Aries. You may be feeling the need to get something off your chest, perhaps to tell someone what you think of them. If your goal is to repair a relationship or to stand up for yourself, then you need to be clear and also compassionate in the delivery of your message. If you're angry, hostile, or resentful, your words will only be met with defensiveness. If you reach out with the goal of a positive outcome, you could have a positive impact. Next up is Taurus. Taurus, maybe you thought you would be able to take it easy today and revel in some rest and recreation. However, Taurus, you may be enticed into a drama that could actually keep you quite busy. It will require a big emotional investment. You can choose to say no, of course, but you're someone who enjoys helping others, and the release you were hoping for could actually be achieved through that kind of effort. If you feel inclined to help someone out, then do so. And Gemini, you may now be marred in some work or situation or project that isn't good and as rewarding as you thought it would be. You may be thinking about getting out of what you're involved in without finishing it up. Ironically, though, if you pursue it to the end with positive intentions, it may just open the door to what you really want to do, even if you aren't yet sure what that might be. Try to stay focused on what you are already doing, Gemini, and things will come to you. Cancer. You may feel inclined to hibernate or to hide away in your shell today, Moonchild, but the stars are encouraging you to get out and about. Someone close to you may sense that you need an outing and may invite you to do something fun. It may be hard for you to inspire yourself, to motivate yourself to say yes, and it may be hard to gather the energy to do so. But if you do, the stars are promising a fun time and a real release. Leo, you may be tied up with work or other deep commitments right now, even though you would rather do something more interesting and fun. Even though you may not be able to break away from the obligations at the moment, that doesn't mean you can't start to fantasize and plan an outing that will give you the break you both need and deserve. While you're fulfilling your commitments, allow your mind to wander and your fantasies to play through your imagination. You may come up with just the right thing to plan for in the very near future that would give you a sense of relief. Next up, Virgo. There's a lot going on around you that may impart a sense of insecurity or nervousness. You're someone who craves stability, Virgo, and your present state of mind is a difficult type of mindset for you to occupy. While it may seem chaotic in your world right now, that is not reality. You need to turn your attention away from whatever is going haywire, and you find a deeper sense of tranquility and balance. You can do this in a number of ways, such as through meditation, yoga, recreation, and so on. When you get to that serene place, you will recognize that what you're facing really isn't that big of a deal. And Libra. You may have to stand up today to protect a principle or a belief, or to get your fair share of something that you've earned. You are all about balance and fairness, Libra, but usually you advocate for others rather than for yourself. To get the credit you deserve, you will have to advocate as passionately for yourself as you would for someone else. And luckily, that's something you're good at. You deserve the credit that's coming to you, so recognize your worthiness. Scorpio. Don't allow yourself to get upset over something that really isn't worthy of your time or energy, Scorpio. You may be in a heightened emotional state where small grievances become magnified by your mood and your extreme attention to detail. If you're feeling upset about something and you feel like lashing out, it may be wise to remove yourself from the situation before you do any damage. You will have the chance to have your say when the time is right. Until then, let it go and relax. My fellow Sagittarius. It isn't like you, Sagittarius, but you may be keeping something bottled up inside. There is some reason you don't want to reveal what you're feeling. It may be because your feelings are so intense. You think that you will explode if you pull the cork out of that bottle. Or maybe because you don't want to reveal yourself and appear vulnerable. You do need a release, though. So choose someone you know well and you're certain you can trust and confide in that individual. Just getting it off your chest could make you feel so much lighter. Capricorn. You may be feeling up for an adventure right now, Capricorn, and the stars are encouraging you to seek one out. There may already be an idea in your mind, so explore it fully before you set off in your mission. You are capable of doing something really special right now, something that could change your path through the future. And it may be a change that you really want and need. You are at a turning point, and the year ahead can be excellent if you keep following your heart. All right, Aquarius, you're up next. A weekend getaway would do you good, but even if you can't spare that much time, then a day or even a few hours would do wonders for you, Aquarius. You may have other obligations to complete. But if you put in some time now and get it all done, perhaps you could take off tomorrow and do something that pleases you. Your work and your commitments are certainly important to you, but doing something for your spirit is just as essential. Pisces, your confidence, self-esteem, and your belief in yourself will make or break your success in a new goal. You may have a lot of fun thinking about it and imagining the rewards this new goal could bring. But putting it into action may seem intimidating to you. Just take it slowly, Pisces. Take one step at a time, each time infusing yourself with the power of positive thought. You are unique and creative, and you have every reason to be confident. And don't forget it. All right, folks, that's your horoscopes for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Well, that's going to be the end of our first show ever. Thank you for listening, and sorry, you know, I know it probably didn't go as smoothly as it probably should have, but this is so outside of our comfort zone and not something I ever thought that I would be doing. So, you know, it's going to be a work in progress, and we will only be getting better from here. So we now know what we need to work on and how to make things better. So thank you for calling in. And for the people who called in, I apologize if you didn't get a chance to get on the air, but we will make sure that more callers will be able to be taken, and we'll do some angel readings and some tarot readings and have some awesome discussions, I hope. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being patient with us as we learn our way around this radio thing and the topics and everything like that. But it's been a pleasure, and hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and hear from us soon.
This has been a presentation of the TGTS Radio Network.